Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So as we wait for the calls, I wanted to share with you, I've been reading in the morning from this book, Tozer for the Christian Leader. It's fantastic, fantastic. And the title of this particular reading is Fight or Die. And the scripture is 1 John 2:16-17. And it says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not of the Father, it's of the world. And the world will pass away with all the lusts therein. But he that does the will of God, he abides forever." And this is what Tozer says. Listen to this. It's powerful. "Someday the church can relax her guard, call her watchmen down from the wall, and live in safety and peace. But not yet. Not yet. The healthiest man has enough lethal bacteria in him to kill him within 24 hours, except for one thing, the amazing power of the human organism to resist bacterial attack. Every mortal body must fight its internal enemies day and night. Once it surrenders, its hours are numbered. Quite literally, it must fight or die. Well, the church lives in a hostile world, and within and around her are enemies that not only could destroy her, but are meant to and will unless she resists force with yet a greater force. The Christian would collapse from sheer external pressure were there not within him a counterpressure sufficiently great to prevent it. The power of the Holy Spirit is, therefore, not optional, but necessary. Without it, the children of God simply cannot live the life of heaven on earth. The hindrances are too many and too effective." And he ends with a prayer. "Thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit within us to wage this constant warfare. Give us your strength today." Isn't that excellent? Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.